USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Hong Kong, where a protester has reportedly been shot in the chest with a live round by police. It's a big escalation in the use of force by police in that semi-autonomous Chinese city that's been the site of weeks and weeks of pro-democracy protests. Until now, the cops had used only measures like rubber bullets and water cannons. Today's protests coming after China celebrated 70 years of communist rule with a holiday yesterday. New York City police say it was friendly fire that killed a police officer who died in the line of duty over the weekend. The commissioner, James O'Neill, says during a violent struggle, responding officers fired a number of times, striking the suspect as well as the 33-year-old officer, Brian Mulkeen. And this is USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835 with our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension. It's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
As House Democrats open an official impeachment inquiry into President Trump, the Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he believes the upper chamber would have no choice but to hold an impeachment trial if the House continues to move in that direction. McConnell telling CNBC that the rules on impeachment are crystal clear. Vermont Senator and White House hopeful Democrat Bernie Sanders says he supports the impeachment inquiry, but he says he's afraid it will draw all of the lawmakers' attention for some time when there's other work to be done.
If we have a president who is corrupt, who has violated his oath of office and the Constitution of the United States, he has to be impeached. But that doesn't mean that Congress should ignore the needs of working families all over this country.
NFL Hall of Fame linebacker Ray Lewis dropping out of Dancing with the Stars after an old injury flared up again. Lewis tearing a tendon in his foot originally in 2010. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
NCAA student athletes could be paid under a new California law, but it sets up a challenge with the association. More on the story from USA Radio's John Hunt.
California opened the way for college athletes to hire agents and make money from endorsement deals with sneaker companies, soft drink makers, and other sponsors just like the pros. The first in the nation law signed by Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is set to take effect in 2023 and could upend amateur sports in the U.S. and trigger a legal challenge. Here's Haley Hobson, Stanford's top volleyball recruit.
The NCAA has gotten away with being able to exploit the media rights of student athletes, and they generate billions of dollars in revenue from an unpaid labor force.
The NCAA, which called on Newsom to veto the bill, arguing it would destroy the distinction between amateurs and the pros and give California an unfair recruiting advantage. In a statement, the NCAA said it's working to revise its rules on making money off a player's name and likeness.
A former Yahoo software engineer is pleading guilty to hacking into thousands of user accounts. The U.S. Attorney's Office says Reyes Daniel Ruiz hacked around 6,000 Yahoo accounts to look for personal records, including sexual images and videos. Ruiz faces 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine now. Find us at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.